The following podcast is provided by Pinnacle Senior Placements, LLC, and Answers for Elders Radio.
And welcome back, everyone, to Answers for Elders Radio. And we are here again with Daphne Davis, and we're talking about this time of COVID-19. How do we deal with all the tension and the stress and the overwhelm now? And we're here with our wonderful Daphne Davis. And Daphne, you've given us a really wonderful foundation of where families are at and just kind of what goes through the mindset of, is this the right thing to do to provide care, you know, higher level care at this time? And I want to kind of move into for families right now. How do we do that? And how can we best support our loved one in making that process? So Daphne, thanks for sharing your thoughts.
Well, you're welcome. And you know, this is my passion of 20 years working in the senior care industry and housing and having Pinnacle for the last 6 years and having our team of people be able to help our families is really an honor and a gift. And I appreciate everyone who calls and asks us for information. What I am discovering right now to all of our listeners is people are being real proactive. And so it's not something that's going to happen right now in terms of making a change in potential care or even housing, but it's something that they're gathering information. And each story is different. And so what I help families with is knowing how do we put together the puzzle pieces of their unique story and come up with some solutions or ideas for moving forward. And everyone's is different. There are many, many families that I say, I think you can wait. Let's just wait
right.
And see in our time now, see where this COVID virus goes, and because you're not in a critical situation. Hang on to my number. Can I call you in 2 months? Very gentle. And then other people, I say, oh my goodness, thank you for calling. Let's see if we can get a plan together, you know, in the next 2 or 3 weeks. Are you okay with that? And so we actually, you know, walk through whatever their story is and guide people through this whole process. So the big things right now are how do people even know what's available in housing? How do we get to see them? Nobody can go into communities. How does this happen? How does my mom and dad get to know the feel of the building? And so
right. We
have gotten creative, and I will tell you, much to everyone in my life's laughter, if anybody knows me, they know I am not a technology guru, but I do know how to do a lot of new things.
Yes, you do.
I know how to do Zoom. I know how to teach people how to do it. I know how to do Skype. I have learned so much, and I love, love, love teaching 60, 70, 80-year-olds how to do the same thing. And so we make mistakes along the line, or it takes extra time to get online, but we all do it together, and we all have grace for each other. So don't be afraid of the technology. Don't be afraid of going and on YouTube and seeing a video that someone's put together of a community. They'll walk you through. I don't have a YouTube account. You don't need one. Here, this is how we do it. Any question that you have about technology, don't let that stop you. We are all here to help everyone be able to have information access. I will say also there have been 3 times now since the middle of March that I have met with an elder couple, is what it's been consistently, because they don't have computers or they don't have children in the area or, you know, a power of attorney that can support them. And so I get my PPE on and I go to someone's home and we actually look on my computer, on my laptop at things. So again, don't let technology stop you. We can figure out how to make things happen.
When you're saying that, we're seeing a lot of retirement communities say they offer virtual tours. And I know you talked a little bit about that in a previous segment, but I'm interested. I think it would be important because it is kind of getting, I'm even seeing it now on reader boards outside, virtual tours or things like that. What I know that they kind of take you through the building, but what does that really mean overall? Can a family see the actual property?
No, they're not going to be physically on the property. So you are going to be on some kind of video platform.
Mm-hmm.
And the most common one is Zoom right now. And so somebody will actually, sometimes it's a pre-recorded video for the common areas
right.
of the building that are, and the marketing department will send that to you. And then another mm-hmm. thing that can happen is they can use their phone in live time and take you to the apartment that's available. They can walk
right.
in, you know, the dining room and show you, you know, this is where someday we're going to have our dining room open again, but right now we're doing distance activities. Because
mm-hmm.
a lot of communities are, but they actually turn their camera around on their phone and you're walking with them in the building. You are in live time there because you're on your computer or phone yourself and walking
mm-hmm.
with them virtually. So that's what a virtual tour means. I will say, as of this week and as of yesterday, it can change tomorrow, that there are buildings that say we will walk you in one person will walk you into the building directly to the apartment that you've chosen and let you see that. So, and of course with PPE and all of that kind of stuff, but
mm-hmm.
there
right.
are some communities that are doing that. Not everyone, but some communities are starting to say, okay, we're going to figure out how to do this because it's a big decision. You know, where am I going to live?
Right. Right.
So that can
absolutely.
Move forward. So don't feel like, oh,
that's
I'm going to have to, you know, sight unseen buy something. Well, don't assume that 100%. So that's what a virtual
mm-hmm.
tour is. The other thing that's happening is, as we've talked in the past, certainly not in this segment, but in the past, there's assessments and there's information that needs to be, shared. Someone like me knows exactly how to have that all happen, either virtually or in person
mm-hmm.
or via the things
right.
of scanning and emailing or, dare I say, even fax. I mean, we can make things happen. So don't let things
right.
stop you just because it's a hardship or you don't know exactly how that's going to come together. So we do that as well. We touched on this just briefly, but I want to kind of accentuate it. Now more than ever, I think it's important to pay attention to the estate of a family and to make sure that you are maximizing the buying power of someone's estate. Many times people want to do kind of a stepping stone, kind of, you know, I'm at my house, now I'm going to go to independent
right.
living, then I'm going to go to assisted living, now I'm in an adult family home. I think it is probably more critical than ever to really look at and talk about as a family, what is the best buying power of those dollars? Factor in quality of life, highest values, personal desires. I'm not saying eliminate those because it's not just about money, but money needs to be a part of how you're going to finance care. And with
right.
our isolation, what I'm finding is a higher level of care is needed sooner. Even though mom and dad are still in their home, they need a higher level of care, and those first steps sometimes have to be skipped. And this isn't anything of anyone's fault. It's primarily, simplistically said, because we're isolated. We're not socializing.
Right.
We're in our own thoughts. We're not eating properly. We don't get up and get some more water. Nobody's coming to visit us, and I
True.
Offer water to everybody at the table.
Or we're sitting
happening.
Too long. We're sitting too
yeah.
long, you know, watching TV, and we're not getting, you know, getting up to circulate, you know, and things like that. I think that's important as well.
Yes, it is. All of those things. We're not getting, you know, the walk to the mailbox every day, or, you know, we're not getting mm-hmm. together with our girlfriend that I, you know, go and look at the gardens on the back part of my
mm-hmm.
property, or whatever it is not happening. And
right.
that's one of the ripple effects of our COVID time.
Right, right, right. And it's also about new perspectives, I think, Daphne, because I think we all get stuck in this, the groove of the record that we think a certain way. And a lot of the things you're talking about right now is really opening up our mind to see it from a new light. Whether it's, for example, you know, we may not have had very much interest in you know, having a garden in our home. But this is a great opportunity for us to do those things, to get yourself out, to do something physical, to do something where you're getting some vitamin D in the sunshine. Or maybe it's to do, you know, little things like walk around the block, or, you know, find those ways in which we can start to, you know, turn ourselves around into a new perspective. And I think those are things that we have to look at too.
Yeah, you're exactly right. I know my mom lives with me now, and I caught her the other day making phone calls to some friends. And what I heard her say was, you know, I've thought about you a million times and I never call you, and now I'm going to call you. Something as simple as that.
Exactly.
We talk about the physical part, but now that's an emotional part, you know, our mm-hmm. mental health part. Actually sit down and dial the phone number, and you'll be surprised an hour later you're laughing with your girlfriends. You know?
Exactly. And so, you know, obviously we have about 1 minute left, and I just, first of all, I want to say thank you for your insights, because I think we're all struggling to a certain degree of trying to do the right thing for our loved ones and for our family members. And certainly it comes back to ultimately, first and foremost, taking care of ourselves. And so in our last segment, I would really like to talk about, you know, how do we come together as a community? How can we help honor our loved ones, but also honor ourselves? And Daphne, before we go, how do we reach you?
You reach me at 855-734-1500. That's my phone number at 855-734-1500. Or certainly go to our website at pinnacleseniorplacements.com.
And Daphne will be right back right after this.
The preceding podcast was provided by Pinnacle Senior Placements, LLC, and Answers for Elders Radio. To contact Pinnacle Senior Placements, go to pinnacleseniorplacements.com.